Dellingpole, Glasgow police release illegals. Confirm equality before the law is dead in the UK. By James Dellingpole on May 15, 2021. Equality before the law no longer exists in the United Kingdom, which has consequently become a haven for illegal immigrants. This is the depressing but inescapable conclusion from events in Glasgow, Scotland, this week when a mob prevented immigration officers from removing two suspected illegals for deportation, watched by police who did little to help. The police's official line is that they had no option but to let the two men go. The excuse given was that they needed to protect the safety, public health and well-being of all people involved. Now, where have we heard that feeble cop-out before? Oh yes, last year in Bristol when the police similarly capitulated to the mob by refusing to intervene when a statue of city benefactor Edward Colston was dragged by woke activists off its plinth and dumped in the city docks. So in the guise of public safety, police across the United Kingdom have now found the perfect excuse not to do their job, which is, or which used to be, maintaining law and order. Now for the police. The concept of law and order appears to be a movable feast which depends on how well the issue accords with their woke agenda. As a brief thought experiment, imagine if the two men in question had not been suspected illegal immigrants but instead had been anti-maskers at a rally of lockdown skeptics. Do you think for one second the police would have shown the same leniency? Of course, they wouldn't. The anti-maskers would have been treated firmly, if not roughly. So too would anyone who tried to prevent the authorities doing their job. The person, for example, who in Glasgow blocked the van by lying under its wheels would most certainly have been arrested. Britain, in other words, has a two-tier justice system whose operation depends not on the severity of the crime or the priorities of the public but rather on the political agenda of the state. In Scotland, for example, we can see that the state places a very low priority on preventing illegal immigration in general or, indeed, in enforcing the law in any situation which might open the authorities to charges of racism or Islamophobia. Note how, instead of supporting the immigration officers simply trying to do their job of preventing illegal immigration, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and her henchmen exploited the situation as a stick with which to beat what they usually call the Westminster government. Hostile environment? But if national borders and sovereignty are to have any meaning, of course, you have to make your territory a hostile environment for illegal immigrants. Otherwise, they will consider it a friendly environment and arrive en masse. As for Nicola Sturgeon's statement, it's characteristically irresponsible, fatuous, and dangerous. In what insane world should it be considered inappropriate for immigration officers to do their job during religious festivals? Sturgeon is just race baiting, or rather religion baiting, here and selectively so at that. I cannot imagine for one second that she'd raise similar objections if, say, police tried arresting a Christian during Easter or a Jew during Passover. All she wanted to do is get down with the Islamists and the race baiters, the scary and sinister whom she used off, say, by invoking Eid. Which, it turns out, was utterly misguided because neither of the two men being detained were Muslims. They were Sikhs. Let's not forget, too, that these events happened in a city where, only last year, a Sudanese asylum seeker went on a stabbing spree, seriously injuring 6 people, including a police officer. Apparently, he had been very hungry at the hotel he was staying at, courtesy of the UK taxpayer, and threatened others days before the attack. Activists and migrants claimed that other asylum seekers staying at the same hotel had also complained of the culturally inappropriate cuisine and limited Wi-Fi, both provided to them for free. For the majority of ordinary people in the United Kingdom, I would imagine, incidents like this would be a matter of great concern, something which they believe the police and the government, be it the Scottish one or the national one, should take very seriously. But apparently, the police and the state have other ideas. The United Kingdom is descending into chaos, injustice, and lawlessness. This cannot end well.